Yo, today's QOD is take total responsibility. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Michael Wicked on the show today, and he's going to remind us of two of the major keys of developing your self-esteem and becoming more successful: taking responsibility and having emotional intelligence. Michael Wicked, he's coming up.
I went down to the Self-Esteem Institute in May of 81, sat on a very uncomfortable chair for 2 days, probably 26 hours. And Dr. Bill McGrain, who is also a world-class teacher, shared all kinds of ideas. I was totally discombobulated, whatever that means. I mean, I was in pain, and I was lost, and a part of me didn't even want to go. And I went down there, and you know, with all the ideas that he shared, you know that I only came away with one idea that stuck. But the one idea that stuck was so powerful, it has continued to transform my life for over 5 years. And the idea, the principle was this: it's about blame. Every human being alive does the very best they can, and the only thing they are capable of doing at every moment of their life with the prevailing awareness that they have. There's no one to blame. I'm going to say that again. Every human being, including your spouse, your former spouse's attorney, your teenager, your parents, every human being alive at every moment of their life did the best they could, and the only thing they were capable of doing with the prevailing awareness of the moment. It doesn't make the behavior right, but the person did the only thing they could with their understanding. So blame is useless. So if you have made mistakes and created problems and difficulties and screwed up or whatever, don't blame yourself. Just take responsibility. And that's a whole different thing. It's a very simple way to take responsibility. You put a smile on your face and you say, "Oh, look what I created." But you don't find fault and you don't beat yourself up. Now, one of the beautiful things, the empowering thing about taking responsibility is this: the moment that a person takes total responsibility for everything in their life, including what they don't like, they're in a position of power to do what?
Change it.
If you do not take responsibility, you're living in illusion, you are destroying your power, you are dissipating your power, and you are saying that I have no control over my life, it's just a haphazard experience, and I hope I get a few lucky breaks. Haphazard experience? You mean people become rich by accident and they become poor by accident, huh? People have great marriages because they got a lucky break? Lousy marriages because somebody did it to them? Is that how life works? That's a pretty scary scenario, as Arnold Patton would say. And so with high self-esteem, you take total responsibility, no blame, and you don't try to get your happiness and your feel-good from someone else. You realize that with high self-esteem, you're totally responsible for your own feel-good. There's nobody who's ever going to come along who's going to make us happy if we're not happy. We create the joy inside of ourselves, or we miss it. So with high self-esteem, you take total responsibility for your own feel-good, your own happiness. You never again say to your spouse, "You made me unhappy. You made me miserable. You make me angry. You ruined my day after all I did for you." Have you ever had anybody say that to you? Have you ever said that to anybody else? Quick question. How many of you, you know, I tell you what, I'm a world's champion angry person most of my life. How many of you ever been angry? How many of you ever had somebody make you angry? Come on. Okay. How many of you ever had somebody cut you off in traffic and make you angry? How many of you ever had your spouse do something that made you angry? How many of you ever had one of your children or somebody else's children make you angry? Yes. You're doggone right. There is no doubt about it. People make us angry. We cannot control our emotions. You know, a year and a half ago, I was driving along and listening to a program by Wayne Dyer called Choosing Your Own Greatness. And he made a statement that turned out to be one of the most powerful ahas of my whole life. He said it, and I thought he couldn't have said that. And I played it back, and he said it again. I pulled the car over. My ego was screaming, "Get the car going. I don't want to hear this." But my higher self said, "I want to hear that." And I played it six times, and I thought, that's awesome.
Because all my life I've been angry, and somebody was always making me angry. I'm not angry, they made me angry. Here's what he said. He said, if you take an orange and cut it in half, and you take half of the orange and squeeze it, he asked the question, if you squeeze an orange, what comes out? Everybody, what comes out?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. When we squeeze half of an orange, why does orange juice come out? Because that's what's inside. If a person squeezes us or pressures us and anger comes out of us, the reason that anger comes out of us is because that's what's
inside.
Nobody makes us angry ever. Believing people make us angry is being stuck in an unconscious position where nothing can change. Nobody makes us angry. What they do is they trigger our when somebody cuts me off in traffic, they trigger the deep-seated anger that I've had off and on all my life. My wife does something and I get angry, she's just triggering the anger inside of me, and the kids, same thing. See, anger's not bad, it's devastating to the quality of your life, but it's not bad. Now, let me tell you the beauty of that aha. I got that. I got that nobody ever made me angry. And I see we're an outer-directed society, and all my life I believe people were doing it to me, and I'll bet some of you have believed people were doing it to you. Nobody does it to us but us. Because we choose all of our emotions. And when we understand that we choose all of our emotions and take responsibility for them, then we build self-esteem. Then we feel powerful and in control. What that meant to me was that since people only trigger my anger, I'm not the peaceful person I always thought I was, which is okay. That there's some old deep-seated anger down there, I now have the opportunity to choose to be peaceful because I control all of my own emotions. I'll tell you, that aha transformed my life. So with high self-esteem, we do not consign our emotions to anybody else. We own all of our emotions. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to realize that whatever you feel is your choice, it's okay, but it's you. Nobody's doing it to you.
That was Michael Wicket. He does not have a website, but you can check out today's talk on an audio program. You can find it at audible.com called It's All Within Your Reach. All right, my friend, follow me on Instagram at Sean Croxton, and I will see you tomorrow. Who we got tomorrow? We got Tom Bilyeu on the show. Don't miss it. It's a really good one. I'll see you then. Peace.